People seem to say that like it seems like a cliche or it's simplification, but it really was. It was just simply that awful. I mean, at Michigan State, if you went to a party, every party was playing Bad Company, Bachman Turner Overweight. I mean, that was the old name. Bachman Turner Overdrive. If we would play Lou Reed or something, they would just get insanely mad. I mean, to rebel, we used to. I remember when Rock and Roll Animal came out, we put the speakers in our window and just blasted it into the quad just to bother people, because it makes it sound like we were trying to bother people, but I don't know, maybe we just wanted to be heard. But music was really awful. I mean, the whole stuff that came a little after that, you know, Styx, Kansas, Foreigner, Journey, hated it all. So it was such a breath of fresh air. I remember when we got the first Ramones album, it was at Michigan State. And there was a cool record store on Grand River that used to put little notes under releases, little, you know, recommendations or warrant. They'd even warn you not to buy stuff, which was kind of cool. They had the Ramones album, and I'd read a little bit about it in probably Cream, and it said underneath, "The Real New York Dolls." And while I didn't like them taking a swipe at the Dolls, because I love them, I was intrigued, and we bought it, and we took it to a party, and we played it all night, and the rest of the party just hated it. All the, like, the fret type guys just hated it. And they're like, what is that noise? Ah! Chainsaws! Oh, it sounds awful. And I remember the next morning, and I'd never done this with an album, the next morning, I put it on again. Early, you know, first thing in the morning, which was really not good for a hangover, as good as the album is. But that next morning, it was just like, we found our music. We found, you know, our calling, our punk rock calling. Well, part of it was the, you know, they didn't have the bloat. There wasn't, you know, the songs, I think the whole album's like 30-some minutes, and most songs are a minute or two, or excuse me, 2 minutes to 3 minutes tops. And it was just, it was so, you know, all the fat had been boiled away. All the garbage had been trimmed off. And it, all that was left was just lean, mean, simple rock and roll, you know, singing about great American topics, comic books, chainsaws, girls. You know, and you know, this is the era of prog rock and pretentious rock operas and stuff. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.